You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Yes, we are live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. It's the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan. Dylan is back at the home studio keeping things rolling. Gordon is out here keeping us on air. We're going to go in the huddle in a moment, but if you ever miss any of the show, like our interview with Caden Ellis the other day, you can always jump on the Odyssey app to check it out.
Shameless plug for the Odyssey app. If you guys go to 92.9 and you just want to hear straight Falcons audio, you can click on the Falcons audio tab. If you were like, man, I'm really into training camp mode, this, that, and the other, once you've gotten done with all your favorite shows for the day, you can log on to that app, click on 92.9, and go over to Falcons audio, and you can hear all the interviews that we're doing across all the shows here on the station.
I love when I swipe down on my phone, it already knows, like, it puts up the Odyssey app for me because it's one of my most recent apps,
exactly.
Most used apps all the time. All right, Dylan, let's go in the huddle. So the Raiders and left tackle Colton Miller have reached a 3-year, $66 million deal.
Tis the year of the offensive tackle getting their bag, right? And as soon as one domino starts to fall, we know how these contract situations always pan out. It's like once one guy gets the extension, all the other ones start to fall into place. Good player. And has obviously had a pretty good run on a bad football team, but as a team that looks to possibly be ascending over the next couple of years and somebody who, you know, team that needs a quarterback or at least just got one, Geno Smith, they're going to try to protect his blind side, and so that's what Colton Miller brings to the table.
Yeah, it's 42.5 guaranteed, so it's basically a 2-year extension. You know, I say that constantly. That's just the reality of the situation. He'll won't, but this time – honestly, this time probably 2 years from now, I'd be like, all right, I don't have any more guaranteed money. I want it. You know, pay me what I'm worth, and they'll probably do it again. Because he has been a good player, and this is the fourth, I believe, veteran that they've extended this offseason, or, you know, since the Pete Carroll has gotten there.
So Trey Hendrickson, I think we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but he officially ended his holdout and was there at camp with the Bengals. It says he plans to be there for the boys.
The plan was to be here day one. Like I said, things transpired. Nothing's really changed. So being here, just acclimating with the guys, that was a priority for my wife and I. You know, things are exactly the same. What I'm not going to do is, as best as I can, like, avoid being a distraction. You know, I want to help the guys. You know, the guys that have helped me along the way, DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan, even Sam Hubbard helped me a lot when I was here. So to be that right now, I think that's what's most important. And this narrative will kind of iron itself out as we continue to progress towards the season.
I don't know Trey Hendrickson. I don't know what kind of player he is, teammate he is. I've heard phenomenal things about his work ethic and how he goes about his business. No, none of that's true. He's there because he got tired of getting fined to the amount he was getting fined, and a hold in is a lot cheaper than a hold out. He's not practicing. If it was about being with the guys, wouldn't he be on the field practicing? And he's standing there.
Ooh.
I understand. And I don't – look, I'm not hating. I don't care. I think he's being screwed over by the Bengals, and he should be paid. But – this, if he wasn't getting fined, was it? Is it like
$50,000 a day?
$50,000 a day.
If he wasn't being fined $50,000 a day, he wouldn't be there. That's it. He would still be holding out. That's the truth.
I don't know. I don't agree with that line of thinking. I think you got to give the guys some credit here. And there is a lot of value to having a vet like that in terms of development and having him in the weight room, in the meeting room, doing some other things. And just because he's not on the field, I don't know. I don't agree with that line of thinking, man. I think you got to give the guy credit that he wants to be around the team. I think it's a good faith sign. And I don't know that a guy that's being fined $50,000 a day but's looking for a $40 million a year contract is – I don't think he's necessarily that worried about the fines.
I mean, I do. I don't think you want to be fined any. You don't get them back. It's no longer the day where you can have them rescinded or anything. They're final these days with the latest CBA. I mean, Terry McLaurin did the same thing.
It's smart business to me to show up and be a part of it and do the hold in instead of the hold out, but it just –
didn't hold in from the get-go.
You don't think it was a little bit of FOMO? All my friends are hanging out without me.
I think what happened is he got completely disrespected in the contract negotiations. They said, hey, we'll give you $23 million a year or something. And then probably at some point right before training camp said, no, we're not negotiating this through training camp. And he said, all right, well, I'm out. But I think he had some time to think on it, obviously.
I'm on his side. I agree that he should be paid, and I don't feel that he should be practicing unless he's getting paid because of how they've treated him. But I'm not going to ignore the fact that he held out for a reason, and he's now holding in for a reason, and the reason is money, and he only has a certain time to get paid. This entire situation is about money, nothing more. Not in him being there is like, I'm being here in good faith. Negotiate with me in good faith. Let's go. Let's get this going, and let's get me back out there. So, and I'm not trying to be. In any way say that I blame or anything for this situation. The Bengals are a crap show as an organization. They always have been.
Well, we're going to stick with the Bengals for a moment because they did release a veteran running back, Zach Moss, after one season yesterday.
It sounds like Bo and I with our co-owned fantasy football team are going to have some decisions to make because we still do have Zach Moss on the roster from our dynasty team. Got to figure out what direction that's going. But, it sounds like obviously they're turning the page. I know Zach Moss has had injuries and things like that that have kind of held him back. So still quality player. I'll be curious to see kind of where he lands because I do think he's a guy that will be back in the NFL toting the ball this year.
I hope so because I don't have a backup plan right now. And I'm not – I mean, yeah, we're going to need him to go somewhere and get some production.
We're going to have to look at, like, Hampton from the Chargers in the first round of our rookie draft, man. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
I smell this food truck.
Something
man.
Smells amazing. It really does. But down in Miami, you might see Tua playing in the preseason if he gets a choice. Tua says he's not too cool to play and wants to get some reps in.
I'd definitely love to get some preseason snaps in, no doubt. It's a new season. It's a new year. Got to get things tuned in with the guys again, all of that. I don't think I'm better than anyone on this team or think I'm too cool to get reps on, you know, during preseason games. Like, no, like, I don't mind that at all. I would love that.
It's a good answer. I'm sure he would like it. I don't know if they want it. Tua is a different situation for me because he's a guy that, you play him in the preseason, he gets hurt, and that's a really big deal because of his history. But I wouldn't play him at all in the preseason, not with his history. And I'm glad he says that. I think that's what you want your quarterback to say. But no, hold a helmet. Don't even bring your helmet. Just wear a baseball cap.
I'm with you. It was the right thing to say, and you know that I love Tua and everything he's brought to the table. But you can't stand up in front of the media or your teammates and say, "Nah, I'm kind of worried about getting hurt. I don't think it's really a good thing for me to play." I mean, the rest of his team will be playing for the most part. I would say if you're 90, 91 man roster, whatever it is right now, I would say down in Miami, at least 75 of them are going to be suiting up. So it just is what it is. He's saying all the right things. It's every cut that we hear on this show from Tua, and we also hear, you know, the conversation about Tyreek Hill and how, you know, you need to repair that relationship and things like that. It does seem like he is. You know, he's that vet guy. He's a veteran quarterback who, a lot is on the shoulders for him and that team and that coaching staff. And I think he's saying all the right things. I think that's what you want to hear. And, we'll obviously see that team down the road here, against the Falcons.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Well, and I've got an unfortunate update about Browns cornerback Martin Emerson Jr. Story we keep hearing over and over lately. He is out for the season with a torn Achilles.
Yeah. Martin Emerson Jr. is actually went to the same high school I did.
Really?
Yeah, he's from Pensacola, Florida. So that is tough, man. And
does he say Mobile or Mobile?
I'm positive he says Mobile. You know what I mean? So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, it's unfortunate for him. Really, really good player, good dude. And so, yeah, that's I'm telling you, man, Cleveland, they got to get things right at some point.
I remember, I don't know, it's probably like – I guess I was right out of high school in that time frame, like the early 2000s, where the ACL was the injury, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was like 12 months. Then you didn't come back right for a little while. And so for some guys, it still is. Caden Ellis told us that for him, he still was. It looked like Kyle Pitts, very same. I feel like that's the Achilles now. Like the ACL, you're like, oh, it's an ACL, you'll be back in 8 months. But Achilles, you're like, well, I'll see you in 2 years at full speed. It is an injury that is just really hitting people, and it just seemed to be so much more common these days.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, man. But you're right. I mean, it's one of those things that you got to keep your head on a swivel for, and it just keeps happening.
Dan Marino was the first guy I remember tearing his Achilles. You know, I think he was in playing against – might not have been, but I want to say he was playing against Cleveland, and he scrambles out of the pocket and tears it on the sideline.
Mm.
Oof, it's just so scary. I mean, and that's something everybody in this city was worried about yesterday was the future of Ronald Acuna. But then you look back, hindsight, like, oh, okay, maybe he didn't because he did jog off the field. We're going to dive into that momentarily. But does it mean that Ronald can play? If he didn't tear his Achilles, should he play even though he's got a strain? We'll talk about that. Plus, we've got him mic'd up.
Yeah, obviously a lot of these athletes, when we talk about injuries, we talk about health and things like that, their lives, their health is front and center for a lot of people. But I think one national network host went a little bit too far yesterday on national television. I'll let you hear that coming up on the other side.
That is next with the Morning Shift live from Falcons Training Camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.